hear St. Paul really making an analogy of runners at that time racing in a stadium and training themselves so they could win a track and field race. Maybe little did St. Paul know that 2,000 years ago, such an analogy of people becoming crazed about training and disciplining their lives for athletic competition and becoming sports champions was something that probably nobody could have envisioned in that day. It really provides for us an extremely powerful analogy and example to reflect upon, is to think the lengths that people will go to become Olympic champions or athletic champions, and then to compare and say, well, how many people are willing to put in the same effort and the same level of dedication to be disciples of Jesus Christ and to give their lives completely for the kingdom? And perhaps that's one reason for the state in the world, is we don't quite have enough people who are interested in consuming their lives for the gospel, but we have any number who are willing to consume their lives for all sorts of other worldly endeavors, which in and of themselves are not wrong, but when carried to an extreme or an exaggeration, wind up by necessity and the time that gets involved distracting or taking away from the calling we have to be disciples. I think in the first place, when we look for the reason for it, I think something that Father Brady said yesterday that struck me a lot was, people are interested in knowledge and education because it translates to power, control, and the ability to do things over others. People are interested in athletic pursuits because it leads to a lot of earthly admiration and a lot of earthly glory. And discipleship of Jesus, giving the will to follow God completely, is not so appealing because it translates into a willing and loving acceptance of the cross and service of others. And so if you give people, again, from a worldly perspective and say, hey, this can lead to power and control, this can lead to admiration and honor, and this is going to lead to service and lovingly accepting the cross of Jesus, well, it's not that surprising why these two can become a distraction and the third one is like, well, maybe I'll wait till later in life to go after that one wholeheartedly. Going back to athletics, though, it is in a way amazing to think of the level of commitment and energy and effort that people put into becoming athletic champions. It takes a whole lot of time. It takes a whole lot of dedication. It takes some excellent coaching. And it takes a very good support team to be able to support and encourage along the way so that the athlete can one day achieve their goal. I think in a similar way, following St. Paul's analogy, we too can look at our own lives and say, well, instead of having a goal to become an Olympic champion, which very few can do anyway, each of us should have a goal of becoming holy. Each of us should have a goal of reaching heaven. That is a goal which is possible for each of us. And to be able to attain that goal, we kind of need similar elements. Number one, it's going to take time. It's going to take effort and energy on our part. It's going to take dedication to say, this is what I want with my life, and I am going to apply myself to becoming a disciple of Jesus. Second thing is, it's going to take some good coaching. It helps in the first place with our parents to guide us down the path of discipleship. But even as we continue to have mentors, spiritual directors, people who have been down the road who can show us the way that we need to continue to follow, to take ultimately Christ as our full teacher and master who we are striving to emulate. And thirdly, it does take a support team. And that namely is the Christian community, or what we are called to be as a community together, to say, we are encouraging one another on the road to urge each other on this path toward holiness, on this path toward discipleship, because we know it isn't always easy, because we know there are distractions to move us in different directions of life. And yet we're called to constantly remind ourselves that what we truly were created for, and ultimately where we're going to find happiness, isn't in athletic achievement, isn't in worldly achievement, but it is going to be in discipleship of Jesus Christ. Just on a personal note, I can remember when I was in university playing on our college tennis team, and 2 years I was fortunate enough to win the university championship in my province, which in the grand scheme of things, is not the US Open or Wimbledon, and it is nowhere near Olympics or anything like this, but I was pretty happy with it, and it was a good achievement for me. And I can remember both times the feeling of exhilaration and excitement. I think the first time lasted about 6 hours, and the second time about 5 hours before it dawned on me what precisely has changed about who I am, and how does this impact what my life really looks like, or about what my life is about. And I think, you know, even going to a much greater level, it's always striking whenever somebody reaches the height of athletic achievement, you always get the first quote, oh, it's a great feeling, it's amazing. And very shortly after, you know, the next question and comment is going to be, can't wait to see if we can do it again next year. Which precisely says something. If reaching the pinnacle means very shortly after you're wondering, hey, can I do it again? It tells you that the position of actually enjoying the accomplishment of what was achieved, it's an acknowledgement that it isn't enough. It doesn't totally satisfy, and therefore it needs to be repeated. And unfortunately, when age and biology take their effect, there comes a point where the repeat is going to be impossible, even for somebody as great as Tom Brady at the age of 43 years old. So for us, our brothers and sisters, we are called to remember, as urged by St. Paul, to keep our focus and to remember that our prize is in becoming a disciple of Jesus. It comes through the method of embracing the cross of Jesus, of loving and serving God and one another. And ultimately, this is going to be the great source of fulfillment and happiness in this world, and also, of course, in the life to come. Amen.